morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, August 2nd, 2018. On this day in 1870, Tower Subway, the world's first underground tube railway, opened in London. Starting Wednesday, 50-year-old Carsten Holmerkhausen, Berlin's new fire director, began leading Germany's largest fire brigade. Holmerkhausen comes from the small village of Herdecke an der Ruhr, not so far from the birthplace of his predecessor, Wilfried Gräfling, who was in charge of the Berlin Fire Brigade for 12 years until Tuesday. Holmerkhausen joined the volunteer fire brigade at the age of 14, and the fascination of extinguishing and saving as a profession has not let him go since then. He studied chemistry in Bochum, where he also obtained his doctorate. At the end of the 90s, he passed his state examination for higher service and remained at the Landesfeuerwehrschule in Baden-Württemberg. He wrote concepts for the Stuttgart Fire Department for a, quote, fire brigade of the future, which increasingly also has to provide disaster control. Then, Holmerkhausen himself headed the fire department of Stuttgart. Most recently, since 2016, he was fire director at the Ministry of the Interior of Baden-Württemberg. In Berlin, he will lead 4,200 employees, 3,000 of them firefighters in the field, who, in recent years, have suffered more and more from staff shortages, high sick leave, outdated equipment, and poor pay. Holmerkhausen has not commented on these things publicly yet, stating that he wants to get to know his new employees and explore the local structures first. His employer, Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel of the SPD, however, quickly tried to explain that the Red-Red-Green coalition has initiated a, quote, turnaround in the suffering Berlin Fire Brigade that is urgently needed, listing 354 new jobs to be created, 16 million euros available for 98 new vehicles, and 12 brand new fire trucks for a further 10 million euros. The 24-hour shifts have been abolished, the high level of sick leave has already been reduced, and overtime of 7 million euros over the past few years will be paid by the end of October. Drinking fountains are becoming increasingly important in a city like Berlin. In tropical temperatures, wells and fountains quench the small and big thirst. It's fast, uncomplicated, and free of charge. On average, 350,000 liters of tap water flow from each of Berlin's 48 public drinking fountains between March and October of each year. Astrid Hacknisch Rump from Berliner Wasserbetriebe says that 100 new fountains are to be added by the end of 2019. In March, the Senate decided to expand the well network at a cost of 1 million euros. With the expansion, Berlin also wants to contain the flood of plastic bottles with drinking water, and the mountains of waste in the parks are to be reduced. The well project is the result of the Blue Community Initiative. The organization is committed to protecting water as a public good worldwide. Freely accessible water is also a concern of the Refill Initiative. Almost 300 restaurants, shops, and other publicly accessible facilities in Berlin have now placed the blue sign of the initiative, which is also supported by water companies, visibly at their entrance to signal that everyone can fill up his or her water bottle there, free of charge. Nationwide, there are about 2,000 locations. Anyone interested can register, get a sticker, and attach it to their shop window. The housing shortage in Berlin is having increasingly dramatic consequences. Because families with small children are losing their homes, the association Straßenfeger is now sounding the alarm. Tanja Schmidt, deputy head of the accommodation, stated that the association's emergency overnight stay on Storkauerstraße has 31 places, and they keep a room available specifically for families with children. But it's hardly enough, adding that they have to send families away more and more often. At an appointment with State Secretary Stefan Zirke of the SPD from the Federal Ministry for Family Affairs, she described how the Berlin help system is increasingly reaching its limits, including her association. Schmidt remarked that homeless families now come from all walks of life, and that even mothers who work live so financially precariously that they are sometimes thrown out of their homes with babies, and every week she has to send 4 or 5 families away. Currently, there are about 30,000 homeless people in Berlin, 20% of which are families. Mara Fischer, CEO of Straßenfeger, explained that the organization lacks personnel, operating with only 4 full-time employees and volunteers. Every night, 2 employees work in the emergency overnight stay. For safety reasons, no one is allowed to work alone. And as previously reported on by Berlin Briefing, in order to be able to concentrate even more strongly on the work in the overnight stay, the association stopped printing and distributing the traditional homeless newspaper Straßenfeger in June in an attempt to create 35 additional places for families. The Senate has stipulated 100 places for families in the coalition agreement. This has not yet been approved, however, and a decision will not be made until September. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.